Hi, this is Dave Shackelford, and in this podcast for TechTarget, we're going to be talking a bit about some of the different major cloud service providers and the types of identity and access management offerings that they have. And so given that people are moving to the cloud as much as they are, this is a major factor. We've got to take into account the types of security controls that they make available, and identity and access management falls right into that bucket. So you're going to see a pretty broad variation between some of the different cloud providers. And of course, to some degree, that will differ based on the service model. So certainly if you've got identity and access management surrounding systems, then that's going to be something you're more likely to see in, say, Azure or Amazon. Whereas if you're just dealing with a cloud service provider offering applications, so say Salesforce.com, then they may not offer quite the range and extent of that. Although I think you're going to find at the same time that they're all kind of going towards a common direction in many ways, as we'll see as we get into this. So that said, we'll take a look at some of these guys and what they have out there and really, you know, really what the benefits and you know, kind of drawbacks to their offerings are. So first, let's start off with Amazon. So Amazon, of course, probably one of the better known cloud service providers out there. And I always kind of laugh and say, feels like when I talk about cloud security, I end up talking about Amazon a lot. Well, there's a reason for that. They do tend to pave the way a bit. They tend to be a bit ahead of a lot of the other cloud service providers in some of the areas that they've got listed. And I'd say identity and access management, for a long time, believe it or not, was not one of those areas. So for quite some time, their IAM was somewhat rudimentary by many people's standards, but that has definitely changed in the last couple of years. And so they've just been steadily adding more and more and more. So what do these guys have to offer you? Well, they've got fairly decent password management and credential management. So you can use passwords to sign in to secure pages within Amazon Web Services. You can also use different types of keys, so secret keys that you have to maintain, which is by far the preferred method, especially for remote access into your systems and things within the Amazon cloud. You can also have temporary security credentials that with an expiration. So if you need to grant someone access to a resource for a short period of time, you easily can. Again, not very difficult to do. So pretty flexible here. They also offer pretty strong support for multi-factor authentication. So the multi-factor authentication that Amazon offers is a set of different policies and different kind of controls within their IAM interface. And that also works with certain types of supported kind of tokens and well-known tokens, as well as some of the virtual or mobile types of IAM multi-factor that they have too. So you can have it go to an Android phone or an iPhone. Or even a BlackBerry or Windows phone. They've got some different types of authenticator options there. You've also got some, kind of well-known physical hardware that they support, primarily from Gemalto, which is a pretty well-known third-party provider there that you can get these key fobs for. So they've got all that. The big things that they've offered, though, are better role-based access and probably more than anything, very, very extensive standards-based APIs. So for people that are integrating into the Amazon cloud, you've got a lot of automation that can go on here that allows you to make specific types of application calls that tie into this. So very, very broad identity and access management support from Amazon, and they just keep adding more all the time. Very recently, they've added much more extensive logging of everything around identity and access management. So users that are authenticating in, of course, any changes within there, they can log, and they can also store those separately within the cloud for security purposes. So again, just keeps getting better and better, and that's why I say Amazon tends to lead the way. They really do have very nice built-in identity and access management today. What about Azure? What about Microsoft? So Microsoft's, in fact, made some very smart moves here, and as they've broadened the scope of their cloud services, so instead of just offering platforms, they're now offering full-blown infrastructure as a service, much like Amazon. But this shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. They've got extremely strong Active Directory ties here. So they, in fact, call it Azure Active Directory, where they have single sign-on for any cloud apps that you want to use. They're already pre-integrated with things like Salesforce, obviously Office 365, since that's also Microsoft, with Box. Lots and lots of different integration points, which is really cool because they're blurring the line between being their own cloud service provider that needs identity and access management, but also giving some extensibility for people that need to integrate with other providers. And so they're kind of becoming almost an identity provider too. They have multi-factor authentication. They've got lots of different platforms and devices they support. And the nice thing that they've added really in the past year or so is really strong support for on-premise Active Directory. So if you want to maintain this yourself, you can in fact build a conduit to Azure that allows you to really control all of your own Active Directory capabilities and feature sets, which for many is really the best option just because then you keep it in-house and that's arguably better for security too. So seeing a lot of different options come out from Microsoft, but fundamentally focused around Active Directory integration. So what about Salesforce? Well, Salesforce has taken a huge shift very, very recently, in fact. So what those guys are now doing is taking what they've traditionally offered for access into and working with the Salesforce.com cloud. And Salesforce.com is, I think still, if I'm not mistaken, the largest SaaS solution provider in the world. They're huge. So what they've done is built a lot of different APIs. They've built a lot of different integration points and methods that people can then use to integrate into their environment. And in fact, they spun a lot of this off into their Force.com platform service offering a few years back. Well, now they've taken all these identity services that they've been offering. So they've had lots of nice APIs for going and querying Salesforce.com data or being able to work with that data yourself as a customer. And they've built an entirely new service around this. So they, in fact, have a service offering now called Salesforce Identity, where I think for somewhere around $5 a month per user additional, you get these extensive identity service offerings that really puts them in direct competition with identity service providers in the cloud now, like Okta and Ping and some of the others. So you can take external identity data, things like Active Directory, roll that straight up. They've got nice integration there. They've got multi-factor authentication offerings, much like Amazon or Azure would have. They've got nice cloud directory services if you want to use their directory versus being able to extend it from your own in-house repository. They've got single sign-on that also incorporates lots of social media types of players, so Facebook or Twitter or some of those, or Google Plus, if that's something that your organization is doing for whatever reason, or if even some of your customers might be doing that. They've got, you know, other types of single sign-on beyond that. They've also got lots of reporting and you know, dashboards and stuff. So they've really taken the idea of just simple identity services in-house and built this extremely big, you know, identity provider, you know, on top of that. And so just, you know, a real big shift for those guys. Looking at some of the other cloud providers, you know, certainly there's lots of other ones. Those are some of the biggest ones that I just wanted to touch on. But if you're looking at like Rackspace or Verizon Terramark, they've got some fundamental things that they offer as well. And so certainly, Rackspace has lots of API-based access for identity management, which includes primarily things like credential management and credentialed access and role-based management within the cloud. That's really the primary focus that those guys have. So provisioning users, managing the user identity data, and then really the authentication and credential management. But the nice thing, and so does Terramark, they offer some of that as well. It seems like They don't have quite as open an API set, but what they do have are a really extensive set of services that's almost infinitely customizable. So they have consulting services around crafting a very particular or custom set of needs that you may have in terms of identity and access management. So they do all of the same types of general provisioning and credential management that's either passwords or keys or you know, certificates and things. They've got mobile multi-factor access and so on as well. But they allow you to really customize what you might need by leveraging their in-house staff that have some expertise in that too. So again, lots of different options out there. These are just a few examples. And thanks again for joining us. We'll see you on the next Tech Target podcast.